This is the Gamer Buzz Podcast, Episode 5. I'm your host, Chandler T, and as always, I'm joined by Ben S. once again.
Jolly old England, where it's nice and sunny for once. And, yes, I'm here as usual, let's say that.
That's promising news. Once again, we're without Ryan, so we filled him in with a guest host. And this week's guest host is Kira. Kira, say hello.
Hey, guys, I'm joining you from Australia. It's currently just past midnight, 1 a.m., and I'm keeping myself up with lots of coffee.
He's a usual member from our YouTube videos of Left of the Dead. So yep. If you've seen our videos, you'll know that. So
yes.
Most of you probably haven't seen our videos, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, yes. Jumping right into this, since we have a big episode this week. Ben, what games have you been playing this week?
Nothing. For NW, which is work-based in a way now for me. Rusty Hearts, only for today. And my current time, I'm actually playing Metal Gear Online, so that's alright. So, yeah.
Very nice. Kira, what games have you been up to this week?
Well, a bit of a mixture lately. I've been playing Rusty Hearts, as I am right now, as Angela. Quite an interesting character.
Tude is better.
No. God love Angela.
Until Natasha comes out. Natasha's are going to be amazing.
No, hopefully. Also been playing Dragon's Nest, which is a new, was it Cloak? No, open beta?
Nice.
Something like that. Won a Perfect World Internationals game. It's quite good. What else?
If he's going to Peggy's, because he's in Australia, as you know.
Yes. I've also been playing Neverwinter Nights and a bit of Left 4 Dead now and again.
Very cool. I've been playing pretty much the usual Lord of the Rings Online. I've been playing some Homefront. Still trying to beat the campaign. I played for about an hour this morning. I'm almost at the end, so I'm getting pretty excited about that. Almost, yes. And I picked up Madden 2012. Played that a little.
Yeah.
I honestly think it sucks compared to the recent ones. It's just, it's awful. The commentary, the commentators just repeat the same phrases over and over again. The animations look like shit. The only cool thing about it is all the extra elements they threw into the game. Pretty much like in the past games, they always focused on the core gameplay part of the game, which is what you actually play, like the football games. And then they never added in like the little extra stuff that everybody wanted, say like halftime shows, pregame shows, or scouting for college players during your NFL season. They never put those little things in. Now, this year, they put those little things in, but they didn't put in the big core part of the game, which is the actual the actual gameplay, the football game. So, kind of sucks. Yeah. Anyways.
They need to get their act together. It's going. Useless NFL games are boring. Madden games are boring. I'm going to get hate again. Right. That all covered. I've got that all covered.
Got that out there.
America sucks.
Anyway, games that were released this past week were Madden 2012, which came out for the PS3, the Wii, the PSP, and the Xbox 360. Body Count, which is actually a game I was thinking about getting it, but it got pretty bad. It got a 6.5 Metacritic review, so it doesn't sound like
you can't trust
hot.
Critics. That's the thing. You can't trust reviews. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Some games are really terrible, and then it turns out to have a cult following. Actually, quite fun. Psychic Force and PS1 is a good example of that. That was terrible, but I loved it.
Anyways, Body Count came out for the PS3 and the 360. Tropico 4 came out for the PC.
I've never even heard of Tropico.
Never even heard of it?
Tropico 4? I don't even know what the first three were. What is it about?
Well, that's how popular that series is, then.
Exactly.
I saw it on Steam. It was on the homepage.
There you go. People see it on Steam and go, oh, I'll buy that. I'll go buy that because it's on Steam. That's what it still happens.
Anyways.
I believe it's a dictator simulation sort of game.
Oh, it is? You've
played games like...
Is it like Civilization?
A little bit.
A little bit? I don't know, the cover just looks like it. I'm judging it by its cover.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. Yeah. Anyways, Driver San Francisco came out for the 360, the Wii,
that'd be
and
terrible.
The PC.
That's going to be terrible. I think it's terrible.
You think it's...
Driver games haven't been as good as they used to be.
I think it looks kind of interesting.
I'm one of those people who think that because I am, after all, an old man.
I like the Grand Theft Auto games where you could just get out of your car and shoot people.
Yeah.
rob banks and all that crap.
Yeah. My favorite had to be the second one.
But the second one?
That's just personal choice.
I thought the fourth one was pretty good.
Second one was pretty fun. Second one was definitely fun.
Yeah. Never played the second one. I've only played
second one. Can you get out of the car?
Yes.
The first one was pretty good, but you couldn't get out of the car at all.
No.
Made things quite difficult that way.
GTA?
What?
Talking about Grand Theft Auto.
I'm not talking about Grand Theft Auto. We're talking about Driver.
Oh, you were talking about Driver? I was talking about GTA.
Oh my goodness.
Driver 2, you could get out of the car. Driver 1, you couldn't.
Okay, I've never played.
Is that the same? Is that the same series as Driver San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, there you have it.
I played Driver 4. Cool. That was quite good.
Oh, what number is this into the franchise on?
Probably like 5 or 6.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Probably, I think it's
possibly
5.
More.
I think it's 5 at the moment.
I think it's 5. Okay. Anyways, moving into the latest gaming news, we have a bunch of it this week, and I mean a bunch.
Too much, Chandler, too much.
Too much,
I don't want this much to read.
Anyways, the Warsaw Business Journal is reporting that some big figures for CD Projekt's The Witcher 2. Since its launch in May, The Witcher 2 has sold 940,000 copies, netting millions of dollars in profit for the Polish developer. Surprisingly, digital downloads only made up approximately 20% of those sales, totaling 200,000 copies. Take a note that this is a PC exclusive game. That's some pretty high numbers.
That is pretty good
for a PC game. Yeah,
that is good. I'm quite impressed. I need to buy Witcher.
I just finished up. I played through about half of Witcher 2. I beat The Witcher 1.
Ah,
it took me forever.
What is it actually about?
The Witcher 2 is completely different than the first one. The Witcher 2 focuses on a fast-paced action kind of style of a game. The Witcher 1's sort of more like point and click is basically what it is. And but The Witcher 2 has combos and all that kind of stuff. It's more of an action. I don't know how to pronounce it. But The Witcher 1, basically what it is, it's about a... Oh, I haven't played it forever. I'm trying to think of what it's about. I played it.
You have no idea, dude. You're just acting now. I know this one. This is this and this. You're blagging it.
I played it back in 2007. Here. Came out. 2000. That was like, what, 5 years ago? No, four. 4 years ago.
How old were you then, young man?
How old was I? I don't know, like 13.
Exactly. That's what you
okay.
Anyways.
5 years ago, I was 17. 16.
Okay.
Yes.
5 new free titles have been announced for the 3DS Ambassador Program. In addition to the already known Super Mario Bros., The Legend of Zelda, Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, and Donkey Kong Jr., the 5 new titles are Zelda 2, Wrecking Crew, NES Open Tournament Golf, Yoshi, and Metroid. They have all been available since Thursday.
Woo! Zelda 2.
Yeah.
What's that in
perfect.
The franchise?
Well, these are old games. These are classic games. If you're not part of the Ambassador Program, they'll most likely be released in the store in the future, but for a cost.
Okay.
If you bought the 3DS for the $250 price tag, then you get these games for free.
Oof.
I didn't, however, so...
I still have yet to get one. I don't plan to need it.
I don't have one, actually, so it's just a matter of room for me. Okay.
In the upcoming game, Dishonored, a no-kill playthrough is possible. You can use stealth to avoid your assailants. That's
not really much news, is it? That's more...
Well, no, they just announced it.
That's the most useless piece of news you can get, I think.
Okay, well,
Dishonored, a no-kill free playthrough.
I thought it was interesting. Do you guys...
Sorry.
Oh gosh. Well, would you be interested in trying to complete the game without killing a single person?
No. Yes, I would. I would. Depending on what the game is, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets you a different ending or anything like that, I would do that.
It sounds extremely boring, but it would be an interesting challenge to try to do.
Thinking about it, Metal Gear, you could kill someone, or you could knock them out. And that's more fun. Knocking them out has more fun ways because obviously you could throw people off buildings if you wanted to in some way at one point in Metal Gear Solid 4, killing them anyway. But you could grab them, you can knock them out, you can put them to sleep. I mean,
yeah.
If there was so many ways like that on perhaps Dishonored, then it might be quite good.
Kind of reminds me back of the good old Thief games. We used to just have to find your way past them and even knock them out or not get seen at all.
Stealth games are fun if they're designed to be stealth.
Yeah.
If they're decent in that, yeah.
Yes.
Fail.
Moving on. The Battlefield 3 single-player campaign length has been announced. According to a VG247 interview, they said that they had spent 6 hours playing through 2009 Modern Warfare 2's single-player campaign and asked if Battlefield 3 would be longer. Goldfarb replied, one of the developers on the Battlefield 3 team, said, "I'd say it was probably slightly more than that. Based on our play times, it's probably more than that, but it's not twice as long. But again, we'll see. When you play it on hard difficulty, it'll take more time. It's all about making sure the experience is as awesome as possible. I'd rather have 6 hours of awesome than 12 hours of meh."
Meh.
Meh. Yes.
Meh. All I'm trying to say is I love you people at Battlefield 3. Yeah.
I think that's a decent length for a single-player campaign. For a shooter, at least.
Yeah.
Because after a while, doing the same thing over and over again is kind of boring.
They deserve respect. Their games are amazing all the time. Oh my god, there's a new sweater on Metal Gear Online. Wait, sorry about that. Keep going.
Today, Sony announced the Uncharted Greatest Hits Dual Pack, which Sony Europe previously revealed earlier this year. This is now going to launch in the United States on September 6th for $39.99. The pack includes the Greatest Hits editions of both Uncharted 1 and Uncharted 2. The Dual Pack boasts a Super Voucher, which contains all the downloadable content from Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition, along with the two DLC items for Uncharted 3, a Nathan Drake PlayStation Network avatar, and an Uncharted 3 dynamic theme for the PS4.
Now, you see, the Nathan Drake PlayStation avatar is the best part of that.
The avatar?
The avatar.
I don't give a shit about avatars.
I can't use a Laguna Lore as my avatar on the PSN. It's amazing. But anyway, the game itself, yeah.
I already have the two games, so I don't really care about this. I don't normally buy DLC
got any of them.
Either. So.
I haven't got any of them.
I haven't got any of them.
Never really
What's wrong with
the
story. I just haven't been interested in
I love those games. I love them.
I might get them now, depending on what happens.
If they're that cheap, yeah, it'd be worth it.
They're probably cheaper in Europe since they've been out already for 6-7 months.
Perhaps.
Anyways.
Perhaps not.
This November, Sony will release a 3D-enabled head-mounted display in Japan. The device packs an impressive 2 720p OLED screens capable of both 2D and 3D. It doesn't come cheap, however, as you'll be set back 60,000 yen, which roughly converts to 480 euros or $783 in U.S. currency. There's been no word on when the headset will be released outside of Japan. So this is basically Sony's attempt at the old Nintendo Virtual Boy, but for the PS3.
No!
That thing was a nightmare.
I never... Have you guys ever got your hands on the Virtual Boy?
No.
I think this looks pretty cool, though.
Sadly, no, but...
Nothing can look cool.
I mean,
I sound depressed now from that.
You'd look like a complete retard wearing this thing, but...
Oi.
It would probably be pretty cool to play your games when they're, like, right in front of your face.
Yeah. I think if they have updated the,
That might throw me off, though, a bit.
I think I'll go blind.
The technology behind it. Yeah, it would be definitely worth it.
And it's capable of 3D. I don't... If it's already right in front of your eyes, what's the 3D purpose really going
to? Well, if it's right in front of your eyes, you actually, since you won't be able to see anything else around you, you will actually act like it's in front of your face, and you will flinch so much from it. a bombshell coming towards you, you will duck. You will actually dive forward out of your seat.
or
you will dive behind cover, which you don't even know is there, and turns out to be bed or something. Stupid.
And you accidentally jump out the window.
Breaking
you jump out the window, killing yourself horribly. And then there'll be news, and then this HMD thing, head-mounted thing display, will be put off the market because it's too dangerous for people to use.
Oh, boy. And it's like $800, too. It's freaking insane.
So you just spent $800 to...
You can buy a pretty nice TV for $800.
Just spend an expensive suicide item.
So is that just a display, or does it come with a console as well?
I believe it's just the headset thing.
Oh god.
Yeah. 60,000 yen too. That just sounds insane.
Hmm.
Okay. Are you guys Persona fans? Any of you?
I haven't played it in a while.
Haven't played it? Well, Persona 4 is coming to the Vita, and Persona 5 has been confirmed to be in development.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
I want to get it.
I had been meaning to get into the series.
I played Persona 3.
What's it like?
I don't know. I played like the first. I played it for like 10 minutes, but I didn't play it. I haven't played it since. I didn't like it.
You don't like the Persona series?
No,
you're
not really.
You sicken me.
What's the
basic story behind it? Do you know, Pinky?
No, I don't. Sorry, I can't say anything.
So, I'm getting crap from you, but you've never even played the game, Ben.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think it does, you know.
Yeah.
It's the best sense this podcast has ever made.
Fuck you. now I got an explicit rating in there. Just for Ryan.
Yep, now we got that. We're going to keep that covered. Only one explicit thing is in there every podcast, and it gets quite annoying.
Okay. Activision has announced sales of 18 million map packs that were sold for Call of Duty Black Ops. During the same amount of time, World at War sold 9 million units of DLC, while Modern Warfare 2 sold 11 million units of DLC. That's insane.
That is quite
18.
That's too much.
18 million copies sold a DLC. That's insane.
I'm impressed.
I wonder how many people are actively playing this game still.
None. That'd be brilliant. Yeah, we bought the DLC, but we don't care.
Yeah. Fuck it. Okay. Stated in a recent earnings call, Perfect World Entertainment revealed that developer Cryptic is currently working on a free-to-play model for its Star Trek Online MMO, which is its last remaining pay-to-play, monthly... Yeah. Yes, you know what I mean, the monthly payment thing. All their other titles are free to play now, which this will be the final transition. The question arises, there was a post on Massively that came up. So they were talking about if they thought their readers thought it could actually make a dent in the crowded free to play market now, or possibly topple the number one Lord of the Rings Online, which currently is the most popular free to play title.
Really? Which I think it's going to get taken down that to City of Heroes. City of Heroes to be number one soon, I'd say.
City of Heroes.
It's quite a fun game, that.
I don't think City of Heroes would do it, because The main reason that went free to play is because
fly.
Nobody
you
liked
can
the game.
Fly and you can be the most masochistic looking person. You can see your reflection in the window while you're flying upwards.
So
that's how cool.
The only reason you want to play this game is because you can fly. You don't care if the gameplay sucks.
No, you can look good.
There's no in-game whatsoever.
Style.
There's no in-game. Gameplay is actually pretty good.
You can shoot people.
Well, the online, I believe it's going to stay number one for a while because it's a premium AAA MMO that just went free to play just because it wanted more money. It could easily still survive as a subscription based MMO, but they went free to play because when they did Dungeons and Dragons Online, the subscription base increased by 90% or something like that.
Anyway, Star Trek Online.
It's a great game.
What is that actually like?
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Star Trek Online?
It's more than near. It's not really a massive open world. I've never played it, but I've heard things about it.
Do you fly? Do you actually get to fly?
Yeah, you get ships and stuff.
That's pretty cool then. They're going to win.
Yeah, it's more of a story-focused oriented game. It's more of an RPG kind of game.
Okay, then.
So many different worlds you can go to and fly between them, do exploring missions, fight the Klingons, fight the Borg, fight everyone.
This is a game I won't be able to be getting, by the way, because I'm so confused what you're speaking about right now.
Yeah.
I've never watched Star Trek.
Yeah. Really?
I've seen a few of the older episodes, and I just watched the most recent movie that came out.
Boy, I've seen one or two, but I can't remember.
I've always been a Star Trek fan, so when that came out, I was like, quite fun if you're into the series or
the movie
just wanna...
or the game.
The game.
Oh. Get lost here.
Yes, the movie's quite fun if you've enjoyed the series. It's fun to play. Anyway. Much else to say about that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Some sad news, actually. The Sydney-based development studio Team Bondi, the company behind the hit game L.A. Noire, has been placed into administration. The appointment comes after a rough few months for the studio, which has been rocked by allegations of unsatisfactory working conditions and claims Rockstar was unlikely to publish the developer's next game. Complaints from former employees who were not acknowledged in the credits of the company's blockbuster debut game compounded things even further. Now, the studio just completely shut down, and the developer behind the huge title L.A. Noire is now gone. Which means no future content.
No.
Yeah.
Poor Australia.
That sucks too, because they just had this. They just started charging people. What they did is they had a whole DLC like release schedule planned, and they had people pay like in advance, like for a ticket kind of thing, where they got the DLC free as it came out, but it was like $30 or something. And so now the people who pay for that aren't getting the DLC that they paid $30 for.
L.A. Noire, however, is amazing. And I can't believe they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Oh, can't believe that.
The studio's tied in, like, four different lawsuits as well. Apparently, they forced their workers to work 100-hour work weeks. That's insane.
100-hour work weeks?
Yeah.
Crazy. That is crazy.
But it's pretty crazy.
I mean, you only get 68 hours... in that, and then 68 of those hours minus sleep, so literally you've only got like I don't know.
Damn.
Right. So you slept for 8 hours a day, right? So basically, you've only got 12 hours of free time
a week.
A week.
Jesus.
Because really, you've got
to stay. What are they doing, like camping out the office or something?
Well, 168 hours in a week, so.
168 hours in a week?
Yeah.
Oh, so then that's 68 hours of free time, Ben. What the hell are you talking about?
No, it depends if they work on the weekend.
Well, if it's 100 hours a week, yeah, I'd say they would be.
Yeah. And obviously, you've got 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
24 times 7 is 168, yeah, right? Then you minus 100 of that, you've got 68. And I'm not saying that you've got to have sleep in there. So you have to take away that, you have to take out 56 hours of sleep.
And on top of that, they weren't giving lunch breaks at all.
They weren't giving lunch breaks, then they deserve to die.
yeah. Screw them. I was thinking about getting LA Noire, but after hearing all this, I have no respect for the company anymore. I don't really want to buy it. But now the demand for the game is going to go way up. Because
but some other studio may take over it and go, I'll take over this, it'll be mine.
Be good. So what's the story behind that game, Pinky, if you've played it before?
You're basically a police officer, detective sort of person. And you're actually going through investigations, going for like rape cases and all sorts of like that. And then this guy is actually used to be an ex-army guy. I can't remember, something like that.
Have you beat the game?
I haven't beaten the game yet, no.
No. Yeah.
But you go through all these sort of cases. It's very good. You get to drive around, go into all these places. You get to go, you investigate crime scenes. You have to find clues. You have to use your mind. It's a very good story.
Yeah, I heard it's a terrible game, though, to, like, save and stop playing, like, midway through a case.
Yeah.
Because
you want to keep going.
Yeah, and you have to remember all the stuff, too.
Yeah.
So if you forget the next day, you're absolutely screwed.
It reminds me of Phoenix Wright.
Battlefield 3 co-op details emerged. Battlefield 3's co-op will take place in the same world as a single-player campaign. Co-op follows its own unique story, however. Unlike in the single-player, you won't be assigned to any official rank or position in the armed forces. Split-screen co-op will also not be available, as its biggest competitor will have Call of Duty.
Objection! Sorry, I was waiting for the moment to scream that.
That's a big disappointment. No co-op, but there's no split screen.
Co-op with no split screen. Yeah.
It's another advantage Call of Duty will have. Besides having
that. Basically, that means you're all going to be online instead. Or you can have two TVs. Two TVs and two whatever you have in consoles. You'd be like, yeah, come on! And do different rooms. It'll make split screen. It will stop making people punching each other for doing something wrong. See, Battlefield 3 are thinking of the welfare of the players, unlike COD.
That's okay.
These people won't cheat by looking at
you can't cheat if you look at the bottom screen. Or
look at the other screen.
I mean, this way you don't have, if you do something wrong, you're in another room or somewhere else safely away from this other person, who'd be extremely annoyed that you cocked up.
There you go. Oh boy. Yeah. Anyways, aside from that, the Assassin's Creed Revelations multiplayer is now available for download on the PSN, but it's only available to PlayStation Plus subscribers and PlayStation Uplay members. You'll be able to play from September 3rd at 10 a.m. until September 11th.
Damn it. I was going to go, Mike, off, download it right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
upset.
I was just as upset as you were, Ben. I read this, I was like, yes. That's the end. And when I got to the end of the article, it says only for PSN Plus members. I was like, fuck.
I wanted to play. I played the base.
At least the PSN Plus members are getting their money's worth for something.
They are.
Yeah.
This is going to tempt people to go and get PlayStation Plus now, because people are going to go, they get exclusive betas. I want to do that.
Yeah, and you said you pre-order, or you got Medal of Honor, so you got the Battlefield 3 beta thing, you know what I'm talking about?
I should get that. They haven't sent me that yet.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten either, but because it hasn't started yet. It starts sometime later in September, but that will most likely be only for PlayStation Plus members on the PS3.
Because
I think that's part of the PlayStation Plus benefits. Like, you get betas,
you get things cheaper,
DLC. So most likely Battlefield 3 beta will not be free.
It is good to give people who want to go on that sort of thing an incentive to actually do it.
Anyways,
yep.
Two DLC packs were released this week. a free Red Dead Redemption DLC is coming, titled Myths and Mavericks. The content drops September 13th and pulls characters from the game's campaign and plops them into Roskis world, into a Roskis world of online multiplayer. In addition, several new maps will be available for the first time. I forget how many. There's actually quite a few new maps coming to multiplayer, in case anybody plays it. I forget how many there were, though. I didn't list them off on the outline. Yes. So look for some new multiplayer features for free. And Dungeon Siege 3 is getting a new map pack titled Treasures of the Sun. The pack will include the all-new Aranoi, I don't know how to pronounce this word, Aranoi Desert, I guess, as players search from a lost hero and find the greatest treasure of the Azurite faith. The level cap will also jump from level 30 to level 35, and new enemies and abilities are in the store. If you made some regretful leveling decisions, you can now respec talent points. And finally, you can now enchant items with special abilities. Expect to pay $9.99 for Treasures of the Sun when it hits in October on PS3 and PC, or 800 Microsoft points on the 360.
Wow, there's also more DLCs that you haven't actually included. There's a... For autumn/winter, there is a Blaze Blue Continuum Shift new character, or old character in the story in this case, Aurelius Clover. He'll be coming out soon, along with a new update to the game itself. Hopefully he'll be costing about $7.99, or $5.99 in euros, or £4.79 in pounds. Or 560 Microsoft points, if you have the 360 version of it.
Nice. There's also one other thing. If you pre-order Battlefield 3, you get a free DLC. If you pre-order Battlefield 3, you get all these nice little extra features. If you don't, it'll be a free DLC by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, Medal of Honor, as well. Well, I didn't pre-order Medal of Honor. I bought it the first day, and you get a whole bunch of free stuff.
I pre-ordered it.
Nice. I didn't pre-order it. I got a bunch of free stuff.
I thought it looked good, but it kind of sucked.
I thought it was all right.
It
was fun.
It was kind of a letdown because it was way too overhyped.
Everyone became snipers. I was such a good sniper the first day. I killed everyone.
I got really annoyed
when they nerfed the sniper rifle. They nerfed that sniper rifle. It was no longer one hit kill. I was like, damn it. They did the same with Battlefield 2 and Bad Company as well. They nerfed the sniper rifle.
With all the hype that they build up for the game, like with the single player campaign about the Iraq War.
Yeah.
They ended up getting all this crap for it. I think all the hype that they gave the game about the Iraq War just wasn't actually in the game.
Yeah. I think they should remove it, probably.
Probably.
It was a fun game. Nonetheless,
yeah, it was fun. It was short, though. I beat it in one sitting. So.
I actually still haven't beaten it because I've gotten lazy. I was like, I'm going to go multiplayer.
I always play the single player first before going multiplayer.
I got multiplayer first before going single player, and then go, oh. No wonder I'm getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Except for Metal Gear Solid. Oh, that's Metal Gear Solid. First time I went straight into single player. Someone's completed that first.
Very nice. Moving into the featured topics. Call of Duty XP 2011 occurred, guys. September 2nd through the 3rd. The E3 for Modern Warfare 3, basically. A lot of noobs came out of this.
Yawn.
If only we had a Call of Duty player on here. I wanted to get Kevin to come on, but...
You should go Kevin.
Yeah, he's doing fucking damn NFL fantasy football draft.
You know well? What is with people doing drafts this week?
so he bailed on us to do that.
Mm.
On ESPN.com. So now we have none of its insight. So, yeah. Anyways, a lot of news came out of the convention. Modern Warfare 3's Hardened Edition was announced. It will contain, which is basically the collector's edition for Call of Duty. It will contain the game disc with unique disc art, 1 year of Call of Duty Elite membership, which gives you access to downloadable map packs, special founder status on Call of Duty Elite, which will give you as well, which will also give you an in-game emblem, player card, weapon camouflage, and a clan XP boost, a steelbook case, a limited edition 100 plus page field journal with military sketches, diagrams, and written entries. Xbox 360 owners will get an exclusive Special Ops Juggernaut avatar outfit, while PS3 owners will get an exclusive animated timeline theme. I'm just getting the regular edition. Hey, well, are you?
Yeah.
Are any of you guys getting Modern Warfare 3?
No.
I want to get it. I think I'm going to get it. I've been playing Call of Duty since Call of Duty 1. I used to play competitively, too.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Battlefield person, as you can tell. Yeah.
Mm. I always viewed Battlefield as just the game I played when I got bored of Call of Duty. Battlefield 3 looks pretty good, though. The killstreaks are being drastically changed in Modern Warfare 3. Rather than simply give players a universal bonus list for killstreaks, Modern Warfare 3 now packages streaks into categories: Assault, Support, and Specialist. By choosing one of those strike packages, killstreaks are distilled into different categories for different players. Streaks now count in different ways as well. For instance, a support character does not lose their streak after getting gunned down, while an assault character will. And for players who hit objectives, assist with kills, and generally play by the rules, they'll find themselves notching streaks too. So you don't necessarily have to.
So wait.
I'm waiting.
So what kind of streaks do you have to get with a support character?
I don't know.
If you can't gun a person down, that's not a streak, is it?
Well, what it says is, the description is, and for players who hit objectives, assist with kills, and generally play by the rules, and find themselves notching killstreaks too. So basically, get kill assists, I don't know. If you say you're playing Capture the Flag,
yeah. That'll count. Obviously, if you hit a person, you get a kill assist, or if you score, or if you cover a person,
yeah,
such, or save their lives. Yeah, I guess that counts as a streak.
Playing like Sabotage, you pick up the bomb, get a killstreak bonus for that. Yeah.
I guess that makes some sense. What about the specialist is stealth, though, isn't it? I think
specialist.
What's specialist be?
I don't have it open. I'll look it up right now.
I'm sure that'd be a stealthy one, wouldn't it? More.
Probably. While I look this up, I'll also move on at the same time.
Sniper.
Ben, do you want to read off the next little thing there while I do this?
Oh, if I have to.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like I have to, doesn't it?
Yes.
Microsoft introduced the Modern Warfare 3 Special Edition Xbox 360 and Bundle. It will come with the game Modern Warfare 3, two custom-designed wireless controllers, woo, a Bluetooth-enabled headset, and a custom-skinned 320-gig Xbox 360 console.
Awesome.
I need a woo back, please. I need a woo.
Woo.
There you go.
I'm looking at the page now. Oh,
that
okay.
Seems interesting here. Look at me checking this. So, the Special Edition 360 for Modern Warfare 3. Considering the current time that we're in at the moment, I don't think people will buy it except for the hardcore, because really, we're so far in the actual this generation of consoles.
If you don't have one of them by now.
Yeah, then I don't know what happened for you. You're probably a PC person.
Yeah.
Or you probably have a Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
Oh,
as hardcore as it gets. Okay, well, I found out what Specialist is. They describe it as lone wolves, I guess they mean like snipers and people like them, can take a stand as a specialist and gain perks after a certain number of kills rather than a kill streak. These choices create options which open up the playing field for a wider range of players. Yep.
Brilliant.
That's the only description they give.
That's brilliant.
So basically your kill streaks are perks, and you don't, and it defeats the purpose of kill streaks. You just, you don't have to get them in a row. You can get like two kills and die, and then next time, like when you come back to life, you get a third kill, you got your three kill streak. That's pretty cool. I guess.
Ish.
Coolish.
Well, it said that you lose it if you're not a support character, so.
The assault, assault characters, assault specialists do, whatever you want.
Yes.
Whatever they're calling this. I don't. Yes. Anyways, this is pretty cool. Modern Warfare 3 is going to support custom private matches, which is basically players will be able to mod the game types and game modes. Mm-hmm. Game types can be saved, uploaded, and shared through Call of Duty Elite. Customized modes can be rated, altered, and re-uploaded so that any given player can get the perfect balance of a match that they are interested in. The customization isn't limited to PC either. This will be on the 360 and PS3. So basically, mods are coming to the consoles. That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Able to mod your maps.
That's awesome. Wait. So it's not limited to the PC. That is good. Actually, that probably would tempt me to get Modern Warfare 3, to be honest.
Yeah, but the only downside about this is, with Call of Duty Elite, you get basic members get like a limited amount of upload storage. But if you're file storage, but if you're a member, you get crap load of storage. I forget what the exact number is, but it's more than enough. But the amount of mods and custom maps and matches and stuff you can have depends on if you're a premium member or not for Call of Duty Elite. Speaking of Call of Duty Elite, if you're wondering how much it is going to be $49.99 per year. It's going to be a yearly fee, and doing so will get you discounted and early access to future DLC, clan leveling / battling, extra online storage, and a heck of a lot more. I thought you said wait. I was waiting on. I think the coolest part about this Call of Duty Elite is the modding, which we just talked about, and the clan leveling and battling. That sounds pretty cool.
Clan leveling and battling. Ooh, so what perks do you get out of being leveling your clan then, do you think?
I don't know. You tell me, Ben.
Well, how should I know?
The whole battling system's cool, and they'll constantly update Call of Duty Elite with millions of dollars of prizes. So when they host tournaments and such, clans that win the tournaments will get actual prizes.
Cool.
It's be for the heck of winning it. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And one last bit of news, big news really that came out of the convention is Modern Warfare 3 is going to get a new multiplayer game mode. For the first time since Call of Duty 4 or 5, I don't know. But Modern Warfare 3 gets a new multiplayer game mode titled Kill Confirmed. Kill Confirmed is a new game type that forces players to solidify their kill count by collecting floating dog tags left behind by dead bodies. Teams don't collect a point for the kill unless they nab the dog tags, so it's imperative to rush dead bodies and make sure they net the score. Alternatively, floating dog tags can be used as bait. The additional twist on the game mode is the fact that both teams can grab the dog tags of the fallen. If the dead player's team gets the dog tags first, the kill is denied, leaving the offenders pointless. So basically, it's like team deathmatch, but when you kill the person, they leave a floating dog tag on the ground, and you have to run over it to get a point for your team. But both teams can get the dog tag.
Yeah.
So both teams can get the dog tag. What? Yeah. What?
And you can also put dog tags on the ground as bait. They didn't detail on how you can do that. I'm guessing it may be some type of perk or kill streak or something. But you can put them on the ground, so when people run over them, you die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds pretty.
Traps.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope there's a distinction between them if they look like though. They do that for. Do you guys know what the care package kill streak is in Call of Duty?
No.
You don't. What it is it drops a box out of the air, and you have to go up and collect it, like hold down square or Xbox, hold down X or something, I don't know. But
okay.
What it is once you pick it up, you get a random killstreak award. It could be anything from the 3 killstreak to the highest killstreak, which is like 20 kills in a row, I think. So it basically just gives you a random killstreak, any of them that you want. But other players can pick it up too. So if you call it in, some random guy comes up, shoots you, and he can take your killstreak. But now there's also a killstreak for care package that you can call in a fake care package. So when someone runs up on the other team to try to go collect it, they die.
Huh.
It's brutal.
But that is pretty mean.
I know I'm going to be using it.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, after all that, what are your thoughts on the Call of Duty XP 2011 convention, guys?
I hate it.
You hate it.
No, that's because I don't really care about Call of Duty, to be honest.
I don't mind it, personally. It's a good game. I like the first Call of Duty, but latest ones I haven't had a chance to play yet, so...
Yeah. Very nice. I thought it was all nice. It sounds fresh. I mean, Black Ops... I didn't like Black Ops at all.
You don't like Black Ops?
No, I didn't like it. I liked the single player campaign. I didn't like multiplayer. Mm. It was just Modern Warfare 2 with new maps. Basically, is what it was.
I don't know.
It's basically a giant DLC for the game. Modern Warfare.
Okay.
Actually, it's bringing in some new fresh elements. It's bringing in custom matches, allowing modding for the consoles, which would be cool because you won't be limited to the same maps that you get in the original game. So it's bringing in modding, it's bringing in a new game mode, it's bringing in new kill streaks, it's bringing in new weapons.
Yep. Yeah.
New perks. They have a new perk system where...
So it does sound pretty good.
Yeah. It's new. So. Yes. Moving on to our final feature topic. Who is better, the PS3 or the Xbox 360? With a $50 price cut. Shut up, Ben. Oh. I'm not done. Okay, anyway, so with a $50 price cut, the PS3 will become an even stronger rival for the 360 going into the fall and holiday season. The PS3 is assisted by a strong upcoming game lineup with the obvious Blu-ray drive to play Blu-ray movies, the cross-gameplay with the upcoming Vita, and much more. Who do you think will take number one for 2011?
The Wii.
No.
That's my answer. No. I don't know. With the amount of games that are coming out, is Battlefield 3 on the 360 as well?
Yeah.
Skyrim, both of them.
It is a hard one.
Quite tough. It's gonna be very interesting, and I think
both very good close. Consoles.
It's gonna be close.
Well, the difference.
You've got Dark Souls is now on both of them as well, so it is gonna be. It's gonna be very, very close. I'd say.
I forget the exact number and names. I know one of the PS3 exclusive games coming out this fall is Uncharted 3, but there's a bunch of other. There's like four or five different PS3 exclusive titles, and they're pretty popular too.
PS3 has been catching up, however, on 360. So,
and the 360 is transitioning out of Japan too. Same time.
Yeah, that is going to be bad for Japan. Bad for Microsoft. I mean, it's good for Japan in my opinion, but it just shows that they really don't like their 360s. I mean, there's apparently only certain stores will have them there where they've showed moderate sales.
Wow.
With 360. Well, other places that better get them, because they also get PS3s and the Wii's out there.
Yeah.
The thing is, the PS3 has multiple upcoming...
I say America's going to be 360.
America, 360. It probably will, but in terms of game sales, I think the PS3 will win.
Yeah.
Partly due to the fact that the PS3 has multiple exclusive titles coming out, like big titles coming out for the system this fall. The 360 has a one, and it's Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 3 does look good, though, from what I look at.
It's a big game, but when you combine it up
it's
against like five PS3 games, it's
against one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually like 5-on-1.
We've seen a 5-on-1 before in games we've played. They never end well for that
LOL.
One. Never win. Never. Oh. I hate those situations. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. League of Legends.
If you win, then that is pretty impressive. You will get props. You deserve that win, in my opinion. If you
do.
They won. But if you don't, then You just got ganked, mainly.
Yeah.
The big thing about this is that...
PS3 is ganking 360 this year.
Well, the interesting thing about this is that the Wii has always been the dominant console in the holiday season. It's always taken number one for the...
It's the party thing, isn't it?
Hmm.
Sure. But it's always been the number one selling console every holiday season for the past 5 years. But with the Wii U coming out, I don't think it will. I think it will be the 360, followed by the PS3, then the Wii. I think it's going to be dead last this year. If you don't have a Wii by now, when it's like within, when the Wii is basically a dead console within 1 year, pretty much, then...
I don't know.
Why?
It's cheaper.
You don't...
I don't have a Wii either, but it's getting cheaper.
I have a Wii.
It's getting cheaper. So that's all I'm going to say. If it's getting cheaper, people will buy the cheapest one if they don't know what's going on.
The new one that just came... The new Wii that just came out in Europe, though, doesn't even have backwards compatibility anymore.
Some people won't care about that. The unknown... The people who don't know about games will get the Wii. Because it's cheaper, yeah. And it looks fun and more child-friendly.
It is.
Well, but Kinect... You got the Kinect and PlayStation Move now. Kinect is
but they cost extra. They have to remember that costs extra.
True.
Yeah.
You can get bundles,
though.
And that's
more for the pro gamers.
You can't get the bundles, but they don't really. You look like a retard. Just doing that. I mean, look at the Kinect. You've got camera face pointing at you. You've got to wave your arms around, and someone look in your window, and you go, oh, hello.
Kira, who do you think is going to be the dominant console this fall?
I think PC. More than likely the PS3, but 360 would is still a good contender in my opinion.
I don't know much
on the Wii. So.
Yeah, I just don't understand how the 360 even it still is a contender. I mean, it has far more dated graphics than the PS3 now. It still doesn't have a Blu-ray drive after all the updates it's had. The PS3 still has more storage. The PS3 has a larger the PSN store is pretty big now. The PS3 has far more exclusive game titles. It has a PlayStation Move. I mean, and it has free multiplayer. I still don't see why 360 is so popular.
Does it play the older PS2 and PS1 games?
I think what they've done here is clever, the 360 people, Microsoft themselves.
What's that?
By not putting the Blu-ray drive in, they basically, if people want to do multi-platform, they have to downgrade the PS3 versions.
Well, the 360 came out before PS3.
Exactly, but I mean, if they want to put Blu-ray drive in it, if they did that, they could, in theory, get better quality games. But, out of spite, this is what my theory is, out of spite, they've left it as it is, so when they have to do multi-platform games, the games have to get there at the 360 versions level. The quality-wise, anyway, because there's not enough data space, is there?
No, because, example is Dead Space 2, when it came out earlier this year, it was on... The Xbox 360 version was on two different discs. The PS3 version was on one.
Exactly. That's how they kind of been clever there, haven't they? In some cases. Other cases, the developers thought, well, I know, we're going to have to make sure it's be a quality game. We're going to put in more than one disc, just to annoy the 360 users. But I don't think they'll get 360 as it has in their ways with money.
Modern Warfare 3 is going to be a big boost for the 360 too, because it always has the exclusive
Xbox Live
comes out first, the early DLC crap. Yeah,
it works.
We got Assassin's Creed, big PS3 game now. Assassin's Creed is going to have Assassin's Creed has exclusive beta for the PS3 and it's going to have early DLC for the PS3 too.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. Haven't seen that in a while for a big title game from the PS3. Yes.
Okay.
Moving on to our final segment of the show. It's Kira, in case you don't know, this is where we talk about games that we recommend playing or games that are coming out soon that you are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kira, you're the guest host.
Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah. Put you on the hot seat.
Well, the games that are coming out shortly, I believe, on the 9th, is Dead Island.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Comes out. That actually comes out in 2 days for me.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think I'm getting it right away, though.
I'm not getting it yet. I can't be bothered. At the moment, I'm gonna be poor. I've got too many games I'm looking forward to now.
I'm getting it this month, but I'm not getting it the day it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit of
that's gonna be the same for me.
So.
Anyways,
I've always enjoyed games like that, and it looks pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the 4-player co-op too, so. You, me, Ben, and Ryan can all jump into that together.
Okay. It depends on what we're getting it on.
Oh, yeah, PC. Crap, I forgot about that. PC, me and Kira can do it together.
Yep, I'll be...
And Ryan. Ryan's getting it for PC, too.
I'll be by myself.
Oh, God.
What else?
Sad so lonely.
Okay, we also got... Warhammer 40k Space Marine coming out.
Oh yeah. Comes out.
Which?
That comes out the 6th, doesn't it?
2 days? Let me just check that.
I think it comes out the same day as Resistance 3. Any of you guys getting Resistance 3, by the way? I know I am.
No. I did like the first one, but the second one was a bit. Yeah.
I like the second one. You're not getting Resistance 3 back.
Comes out in 2 days.
2 days, yeah, about so.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all. So yeah.
I think the story is so good in the Resistance.
What is the story of this third one now? So I know, like, the first one's based in World War, whatever it was, World War II, wasn't it?
Well, the third one is about the alien invasion has successfully taken over Earth, and they're in the process of colonizing the United States, and a doctor has found out the cure to the Chimeran virus, which is when how they can convert humans over to Chimera, and so most of the Chimera, which is what the aliens are called, are now converted humans, and this doctor has found a cure to it. So him and a few other people,
the Resistance,
are making the journey. Yeah, well, they're not really Resistance anymore. They're just hiding underground. The Resistance is gone, and so the doctor and a few other people make the way from. I forget, they're close to St. Louis. I forget exactly where they are, but they're close to St. Louis. They're journeying from all the way from St. Louis over to New York City. So are they?
I'm probably not going to guess it unless I've played the first and the second and completed them.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do that.
I've completed the first two, but honestly, the first two games are a completely different story than what Resistance 3 is going to be about.
Okay.
But they're kind of, aren't they leading on to each other?
They do, but Resistance 3 takes place
in the future of that.
It takes place a little while after Resistance 2 because everything is completely gone. So
that makes sense. That's why I played the first and the second. Then you can get that go. I must take it all back. We must win.
Anyways, so, we've rudely interrupted Kira's hot seat time.
let's see what else am I looking forward to. The Old Republic.
Oh, yes.
MMO.
I don't know if I'm getting that right away, though, because it's another subscription-based game. Guild Wars 2 is free. I'll probably get that first.
When is that coming out, anyway?
Guild Wars 2?
No, was it the
Old Republic?
Old Republic, that's the one.
There's rumors that Guild Wars 2 and Old Republic are both coming out before Christmas, but I highly doubt it, since if it was coming out that soon, there would be a release date already. I don't think it's coming out until early 2012, both games. So.
Yeah, guess we'll see.
Yeah.
With any luck, it'll come out sooner.
I think Guild Wars 2 is the future of MMOs.
Guild Wars 2.
Let's throw it out there.
I like the first one.
Second one's completely different.
Okay. I think that's about it for games that I'm looking forward to.
Any that you recommend playing?
Recommend playing that I've been playing lately. LOL, that's always fun. League of Legends.
LOL. Oh, League of Legends.
Yes.
I was looking a little thrown off there.
If you've never played it before, it's free and it's basically Dota. So.
Cool.
It's quite good, yeah. And that's about it.
Well.
Ben. All I can think of right now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, Ben, it's your turn.
Let's see. Well, where's it stopped? Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
Wait, what?
That's right. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection is coming out for the PS3 and the 360. You get Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty Substance, so you get the special one. You get Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater Subsistence, so you get the special one of that. And you also get Peace Walker. However, technically you get 5 games, because if it's Subsistence, you get also Metal Gear 1 and Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake. So you get the SNES or NES versions as well. All in HD.
Wow.
And that'll be fun. I can't wait. I'm probably going to get that definitely myself. It's that very awesome. Fun. And there's also Zone of the Enders HD Collection. I've always been a Zone of the Enders fan. So you're getting Zone of the Enders 1 and Zone of the Enders 2 in HD. It is another game made by Hideo Kojima. It's basically the second one's far more fast-paced than the first one. It's more a mech fighting game. So much fun action, because you're literally fighting with a robot who can smash things to pieces in amazing style. Awesome. And then, my final one that I'm really looking forward to and recommend, Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
The Tekken series, yes.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2, the second tag tournament.
Tekken. Not,
yes.
With all due respect, it's shit.
Get out. I don't like it anymore. I don't do podcasts ever again.
Yoshimitsu.
I mean, you got awesome. It's a Tekken Tag. It looks amazing. The second one.
Tekken Tag.
So much fun to do. I mean, I played the first one. I've been brought up with Tekken, so.
I haven't played it since the fourth one, but it's still a good series.
It looks fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
They got John back. I can't wait.
Ooh.
John Kazama's back for this one. Who's been out for ages. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what storyline's going to be in for this one. Because these are not actually canon stories. But
yeah.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah, as long as it's fun.
And Julia Chang is now called JC. She's been a wrestler, so yeah. There you go. That's my recommendations. And you say Tekken sucks again, I'll kill you.
Tekken sucks.
Right. I'll be back. I know where you live.
Right. Have fun flying cross seas.
I will.
Country tracking me down.
Yep.
Strange land.
Yep.
Yes.
So,
is this the first one with people from 3 different countries?
No. Ryan's because Ryan is Japanese, so he lives in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Kevin was on our show last week. He's in the US.
So we had 2 US people.
Yeah.
We felt outnumbered. That's why we felt offended.
Is that all for you, Ben?
That is all for me.
That is all for you.
It's all for me.
Well,
Rusty Hearts. There you go. Hearts.
Gotcha.
Rusty Hearts. Good game.
I love that game. This close by it, but I still love the game.
Recommendations for me? Looking for a good shooter? I'd say the upcoming Call of Duty. It looks pretty promising. It's always a flawless, fun experience, addicting fun experience. It never disappoints. The only reason it's becoming less and less popular is because it's basically the same game every year. But if you've never played it, it's definitely worth a shot. I'd also recommend, if you're an MMO fan, looking for an MMO to get into, or if you don't want to pay for an MMO, I'd recommend The Lord of the Rings Online. It's a great AAA title game that is free to play, and you can play the first 30 levels or so for free. And you can also, there's a store. Like, after you get through the first 30 levels of the game, then you have to start buying the questing content through the store. But you can also earn, it's called turbine points in game. So virtually, if you took the time to earn the points in game, you would never have to pay for anything. So you can technically play the whole game for free. Pretty cool. I wouldn't recommend doing that though, because that would take forever. But that's pretty much it for recommendations.
I'm not playing it actually.
Lord of the Rings Online. I've been playing it since it launched in 2007. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I started playing it then, but didn't really have the money to go into, you know.
Yeah.
Pay to play.
It's definitely worth a shot now. That's free. It's very fun. Yeah. There's a new expansion coming out for next 2 weeks actually. I think September 27th. Yeah. No, that's actually 3 weeks. Rise of Isengard.
Ooh.
Rise of Isengard.
Yeah, it'll take you to Dunlin, the Gap of Rohan, and Isengard itself. And there's a huge 24-man raid coming, which you'll be fighting a massive dragon, and basically he's so big that basically you'll only see his head. And he'll also be the first character in any MMO to feature lip sync technology, because he'll talk, because it focuses on the story element to a part of the raid, and the dragon will actually talk and his lips will move.
Cool.
Yeah. First ever in MMO. Pretty cool.
But my lips will move. What? What? I'm sure there's others already that have lips that move.
No. Oh. They just stand there. Most of them don't even talk either. You just, read off
what says
words in the chat box, basically.
And you hope.
Yeah.
So you have to match their voices and go, it was something stupid because you match your voice to the character and then go, so that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The voice acting has to be good.
I heard it's actually pretty good. I got in the beta, so I could have went and saw it, but I tend to not do betas because I don't want to spoil the actual game for when it comes out.
Why? Because beta's fun.
Because, well, then you are doing all the content for no purpose, and then when you actually get the real game, you know everything that happens. You're doing content over again that you've already played. I mean, you basically spoiled the game, and you already know what to expect. I think it's fun going in and exploring a bit. I don't know. Anyways, pretty much the only upcoming game that I feel like recommending right now is Guild Wars 2. It's going to be a one-time payment MMO, which means when you go and buy the box copy for $60, that's it. You'll be able to play the MMO for free for the rest of your days. But it looks so good. It's basically redesigning the entire MMO genre. Trying to explain this. It heavily focuses on the story. Give you a few examples. When you start the game, you create your character. You'll take a little survey. They'll ask you a bunch of questions, and depending on your answers, the storyline will actually shift and change depending on your answers to the survey, and you'll have a different starting location. You'll have your own hometown that you get to go to explore. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then at the beginning, when you first play each dungeon in the game, you have to go through the story mode part of the dungeon, which tells a story about what happened in that dungeon or why the heck you're there. And then after you complete story mode, you have the, I forget what it's called, but you basically, I think it's called like, free, I forget what it's called, but you can, then you go in and actually do the actual dungeon, like it's an actual raid or actual 6-man or 5-man, whatever it is.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. It focuses on dynamic events. It's different to Rift. It's much better. But there's no quests in a game. Basically, you go around different towns and things actually happen in the game. Say like a There'll be like a, say like there's a group of like 30 bandits running around the countryside. They're just going pillaging towns. You can actually, if you go up to a town that's been completely destroyed, it's because bandits just before you actually went in there and destroyed the town. So instead of having preset elements, the elements actually happen, and then you go around and solve them. So you could say you ride into a town. There's a bunch of bandits just killing everybody. You can actually go and protect the town.
So different from the first one.
Yeah. And it's an open world environment. It's not a sandbox environment like which one was. For example, here I'm reading a little thing right here on the website. For example, if you choose to defend the tower during a random siege, people will remember it. But if you choose not to, next time when you see the tower, it will be filled with enemies. There are many events like this, and they really make you feel like you're part of the gaming world. They're revamping PvP so it's less grindy and more fun. You'll have enhanced, improved combat gameplay, according to this website. If you're a fan of PvE, lots of new content, lots of raids, lots of in-game, lots of... The quests are always new. There's never, like, say you play through the game once, and since the game is so dynamic and there's no preset quests, like, you go and do the quest for yourself, since all these dynamic events are happening, when you play through it a second time, everything will be completely different. So...
definitely worth a look.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And the part that there's no monthly fees, it's even cooler.
That's good.
Yes.
That is good.
So when is that planning to come out?
I'm guessing early 2012. They were hoping at the start of they were hoping last year that they would have it finished in time for the holiday season 2011, but they haven't released anything. About a release date, so I'm guessing it's early 2012.
Meanwhile, is there any more recommendations while we extend the podcast further?
Yes.
Well, we've been extremely sidetracked there, I'd say.
Not really.
There's none.
Not really any recommendations.
Really?
Well, I already said my recommendations, so upcoming games. I mean, I basically list the same thing each show.
You do list the same things, like Skyrim.
Yeah. I want to become an ocean trader. Skyrim.
Battlefield 3. What else was there?
Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3. As you could tell by the whole fact that our featured news list this week was on Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
Anything else? Can't remember what else it was. I'll say Dark Souls and... keep going.
Dark Souls. Too hard for me.
Yeah. Too hard.
I'd recommend before you rant on upcoming games. Let's see. I recommend Dead Island, A War in the North.
There's that one. I know.
Yeah.
War in the North.
War in the North.
The War of the North is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be on. What is it gonna be on? PC, isn't it?
PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. Me, Ryan, and Ben are all planning on getting it, but I don't
PC
know.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm getting it. So me and Ryan are getting it for PC, but I don't know about you. Ben, are you getting PC?
I'm probably gonna try and get a PC.
Yeah, because we're
so what is it about?
It's a 3-player co-op RPG, set in a completely new environment and story that's never been featured in any Lord of the Rings story, movie, anything. Is this guy Sour? Do you know who? Are you familiar with Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Saruman sends a general named Agendar, who is in the north of Eriador in like the Angmar kind of region. It's even further north than Angmar. And basically, his goal with his army is to head south while everybody is fighting, like over in Rohan and Gondor. So basically, all the armies are gone. They're all at Gondor fighting the main battle, and so his role is to go south into Rivendell, Eriador, Bree, all the Rohan, all those places, well, and take it over since there's no army there, and so you're basically these three people who are trying to stop this from happening. And it's incomplete.
3 versus 20,000.
Yeah, I don't really understand how that happens, but it's a completely new story, completely new zones that have never been featured or written before in a book. They've never been talked about in a movie or shown off. Everything about the game is completely new, so it looks pretty cool. Pretty interesting.
Yes, it will be fun to do.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Got some videos done.
I've been forced to play as the woman.
Oh yeah, my voice. I'm the Ranger. Ryan's a little dwarf. We already have this settled.
Yeah, so basically I'm the mage.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna burn everyone, so don't worry.
Yeah. Well, we've reached the end of the show. Quickly wrap this up. Where you can find us? You can find us on our blog at IGN.com. The exact link is people.ign.com/gamerbuzz. You can find us on YouTube at GameAvidVideo. You can find us on Twitter at Gamer_Buzz. And you can find us on Facebook at GamerBuzz. It's a Facebook page.
Also, if you have any feedback or any custom music or songs or anything you want to do, send it at what was the email again? GamerBuzz@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Yes.
You can send us questions. If you send us questions, we'll read them off on the show. If you send us tips for a game, we'll read them off on the show. If you accomplished anything, say you completed, I don't know, say 2 months in, say we're in October, and you just completed Skyrim. You're all excited about it. Send us a message. We'll
if you've already completed it right now, then I'm
never even more impressed.
Bullshitting.
So, achievements, anything.
Anything good. Like my achievement recently.
If you want to make
I'm nearly at level cap now on Rusty Hearts. And I've got
And you're only in beta?
Yeah.
What the hell? No. that's way too much time invested in a beta. Because once you get the real game, you're set all the way back down to zero.
Yeah. What? I've already got three items that literally add slotted equipment and gems to, which I've done that. No. And I'm like, I'm godly. And then it's amazingly fun.
Oh boy.
The only problem is I'm going to be really annoyed when it's wiped, obviously. But I'm obviously waiting until the new character comes out. So I don't mind, of course. Once the new character's out, I'll be happy.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for listening to episode 5 of the Gamer Buzz podcast. Look for episode 6, hopefully, next weekend. Thanks for listening. Don't solve the problem when danger is bitter. Far away where you stalk them in cages that tether. And all the bridges you've burned leave you trapped off at all sides. Now the tables do turn.